Hello, America. Dave Hodges here. I am the host of the Common Sense Show. Welcome to this segment of the show in which we endeavor to free America, one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. And I show you, I'm going to keep talking about it to everybody's on this product. Over 18 months ago, I was in trouble, big trouble. Strep lung linings, RSV. I looked like hell. I couldn't breathe. Couldn't walk up a flight of stairs. Experts saying, Dave, it's over. Yeah. Well, Scotty Sachs introduced me to this product, the NanoSoma liquid spray. Today, I'm better than I've been in over a quarter of century. It's because it boosts your immune system. This won't cure anything. I want to be really clear about that. But what it does do is boost your immune system to such an incredible level, it becomes restorative or preventative. And it's up to you how you want to use it. I just recommend everybody get on this product and do it now. And they also have a 3-pack of other products too. If you got bone on bone, you want to look younger, treat cuts and burns, the whole package is right there. All you got to do is go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. I don't bring this information to you lightly. I would like to say this is the answer about Charlie's murder. This is why it was done. And instead, from the authorities, all we're getting is absolute nonsense that a 10-year-old could disprove because of the inconsistencies. When I was unraveling the Kennedy assassination, they were fairly sophisticated in what they did. This is a comedy show. And part of it is the age that we're in. We're now mentally prepared and prepped that we know how these cover-ups occur. I'm going to walk you through a couple of things here. And we, the public, need to be outraged. And we also need to tell a Utah judge where to go and what to do when he gets there. And I'll explain that as we go. It's my contention, and I think it's quite obvious, that the FBI, and in particular Kash Patel, the director of the FBI, and Judge Graff, the flip-flopped judge who was brought in to do the trial, and they removed the former judge. They come in together at the same time, making the same kind of statements. If we go back in time with Kash Patel, let me just, I want to demonstrate to you, this man flip-flops more than a pancake. And I'll just use two examples here, and one is relevant to what we're talking about. Let's just go back to the Epstein files, which I do think has a bearing on this case. But leaving that thought aside for a second, Patel in 2023, in a well-publicized statement, chastised Merrick Garland and Joe Biden for not releasing the Epstein files. This is under the previous administration, and he's a private citizen. We know you're hiding it. We know. Show it now. And he just goes on and on and on. Today, there is no Epstein list. What are you talking about? Are you a conspiracy theorist? Mr. Flip-Flopper. Now, I have no respect for Kash Patel, and yet I did the public lobbying, in part my part, to try to get him appointed the director. I wished I hadn't done that. Now, in the present case at hand. First of all, they arrested two people that had nothing to do with the case. Well, let's back up. I won't say they had nothing to do with the case. They clearly weren't the shooters. And one of those people is George Zinn. I'm convinced he's CIA, and for the reasons I've stated in previous broadcasts. And the reality is that this man was a decoy. Okay. But yet the FBI was so efficient. They were so professional, according to Kash Patel. We caught our guy in 33 hours. He arrested two wrong people before, and he got a kid that couldn't have fired the shot because the 8-degree angle off that slope from 180 feet away would have gone through Charlie's teeth. And oh, yeah, we got the 30-06 Smith that would have blown his head off. Instead, his bone structure was so superhuman. He should have been in the latest superhero Marvels movie because the bullet didn't exit. Impossible. I can't find a person with sniper experience, and I've talked to over a dozen. I can't find one who would come on my show and say, this is possible. It's impossible. Okay, so we've got a horse crap investigation. And now we got Kash Patel coming out after saying, and I quote, we're investigating all of the alternative conspiracy theories because some of them might be relevant, unquote. Okay, now we're only about 5 weeks out, and he's declared any person that says anything but Tyler Robinson was the guy is not just a conspiracy theorist, and I quote, they are anarchists. Really? So we're seeking to overthrow the US government because we want truthful reporting and the facts in this case, that we're insurrectionists, we're revolutionaries, because that's what an anarchist is. Kash Patel has totally discredited himself. And some of you who might have flipped from my support of him in the confirmation hearings to today, you're going, what the hell happened? It's called the Charlie Kirk case. It's called the Epstein files. This man has zero credibility. And I'm calling on President Trump. If you truly wanted to restore credibility in the FBI, and there is none, you need to replace him right now. But he's involved in a cover-up. And this cover-up simultaneously occurs with the judge's attempt at a cover-up. Oh yes, Judge Graff, the substitute judge, Mr. Flip-Flop Judge, come in just only to take this case over. I've seen this before in other things I've covered. Okay, what we're looking at here, and if you're listening to me on audio only, I'm going to describe it. This is a court document. In the left-hand column, you see in legal format, Taylor James Robinson, defendant, case number 251403576, Judge Tony F. Graff Jr. And it says, defendant Tyler James Robinson is charged with one count of aggravated murder and other felonies. The case is generated and is likely to continue to generate significant pretrial and trial publicity. That publicity can compromise defendant Tyler James Robinson's right to due process of law, as well as a party's right to a fair and impartial jury trial. Pretrial publicity is of particular concern because it can taint the prospective jury pool. Hey, look, moron, it's too little, too late. This story consumed not just Utah, but the world. You're going to sanction the entire world? Well, we think this is the intent. Now, the way that gag orders typically work is they're not needed because you got the Bar Association preventing lawyers from making any kind of prejudicial statement to any kind of public disseminating source, whether it be on the internet, in private dissemination on social media, or whether it be the mainstream media. That's already dealt with, but he took this a step further. And this is where the conspiratorial cover-up comes in, and it's simultaneous to Kash Patel's declaration that people like me are anarchists. Hey, what we are looking at now is not just the lawyers. We're looking at the witnesses. Well, you've got at least 3,000 people who are now technically prohibited from saying anything about this case, or they could go down under contempt of court. And see, the Bar Association has no hold over them. So this was the purpose. It's to shut everybody else up. The people who took videos of the three men jumping over the barrier to disassemble the video camera, take out the SIM cards, not fearing for their own safety as a shot flew through the air, but clearly to disable any kind of videographic evidence to the side and behind Charlie. We've all seen the video. There's no explanation for it. This is what normal law enforcement would have done immediately upon the scene, is secure the scene, which they did not do. There was not even any yellow police tape. It was a joke of an investigation. And of course, we know they obliterated the crime scene with construction within 48 hours. Never before has there been such a major murder that I'm aware of where they've done such things. And by the way, the FBI was on the scene and they were just fine with this cash. Patel, you call me an anarchist, you're involved in a cover-up, sir, because your people were part of this, allowing the construction to destroy the crime scene. But I digress. Let's go back to this order. This order is really, really, really clear. We're shutting up anyone who had a video camera because if those people come forward now, they're subject to this. Candace Owens, I believe, thinks that she's subject to this, and I'm wondering if I'm not too. And she said, I will not abide by this rule, which means she's obtained evidence from people at the scene. And she said, she's not abiding by this. I'm not abiding by this. I live in Arizona. My First Amendment rights cannot be dictated by a Utah judge with an agenda. I got to tell you, folks, I'm beyond pissed off. This case is blowing up in front of them, and now they're trying to shut everybody down. If you talk about this, you're an anarchist. And I'm going to try to come after you, being the judge. Have you heard enough that you know you're dealing with a major cover-up? I think that I need to plant a seed for where this is going because I know where this is going. We're going to not be able to cover this in one segment, but where this is going is it's slam dunksville to Tyler Robinson did it, case closed, and we're going to really lock that down going forward. I got to tell you, the state of Utah judicial system is as corrupt as anything that's out there. And I don't need to see one other case. I'm just seeing this one. And I'm telling you, I don't like what I see. There is no attempt to give Robinson a fair trial. There's no attempt to protect him. This is all for show. This document, this gag order is all for show. To try to silence the people who want to know the truth. We know Tyler Robinson didn't shoot. I'm not saying he wasn't part of what he did, because he left a trail that led back to him, probably unknowingly. But wait till you hear what we're going to actually uncover coming up. Some of it I've already partially covered, but this conspiracy goes a lot farther than what I've already covered. And we're going to hit it in the next segment. I don't think anyone who's a reasonable mind could not see the conspiratorial nature here that's going on. But if you have any doubts, come back for the next segment because we'll blow those doubts out of the water. If you've not checked out our TV show, you should, the commonsenseshow.tv, our hip series, Hiding in Plain Sight. Where I get to keep my sanity and I don't have to report on stuff like this all the time. You simply go there and what do you find? Well, people say you have a lot of old Art Bell kind of stuff, themes. Yeah, but it's modernized. And some of that comment is true, but I go beyond some of that. But we also still have our archives of our interviews, our geopolitics. It's really good one-stop shopping. The commonsenseshow.tv, sign up today. Hello, America, and to our friends around the world. Welcome to the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. We are brought to you by something that saved my life, and it can be preventative or restorative for you. I couldn't walk up a flight of stairs because I had RSV with strep lung linings. This restored me when nothing else would, including the negative diagnosis and prognosis from several specialists. You have a chance here. To take control of your health once and for all, go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. We have a story that's being repeated a lot. I was on this story fairly early on, and I showed that there were internet searches for various parties. And here, let me, I'll bring this up here and we can review this very quickly here. Unique Google searches, IP addresses, Washington, D.C. based, as well as Israel. Here's, I'll move this in to the frame there. There you go. You can see the Israel. Pampanagos Regional Hospital was searched in July of 2025 and again in August. Utah Medical Examiner Deidre Amaro, who will complete the botched medical report, in my humble opinion, she was researched, and specific hospital physicians were researched. But unfortunately, that's not where it ends. I looked at this case as a matter of, potential coincidences. I was really clear on this for the first several days. I'm not going to go down the conspiracy route. People are jumping in this already. They have no idea what they're talking about. Let's let this play out and see what happens. But very quickly, my senses started to say JFK all over again. The cover-up, I thought, was in effect. And I tried to stay out of it as much as I could. I'm still avoiding certain aspects of it and matters of good taste. But I can't ignore this. I mean, I look at this here. This is, and I'm playing this for the audio audience. I'll say this for you. May 15th, okay, Judge Lunis, who would have been the Tyler Robinson judge, was researched right there. He mysteriously resigns. And in July 26th, you see a spike from these IP addresses in DC and also, in Israel, Tel Aviv to be particular. Now you see the presiding judge now trying to gag everybody, Tony Graff Jr., and he was researched. And this goes along with the other people I said, and this is from DC and Israel. And if I was a detective, this goes on the board, I'm going to say, is this premeditation or is this merely a coincidence? And you have to consider both. It's more sensational and more exciting to show a conspiracy. I'm not interested in the excitement. I want to do Charlie's memory justice. So I don't want to go down blind alleys without any a accurate ammunition, and we're sticking to the facts. But you now have seemingly everyone connected, including the venue was internet searched prior to as well. You've got all these people. I mean, what was it? Five doctors, the medical examiner, the hospital, the venue, the judges, the change in judges, and you saw the shift there. This is nuts. Now, if it's premeditation, who are they protecting? Why was this done? If it's just a coincidence, I'm scratching my head and I'm saying, what are the probabilities? And I suppose I could design a research study using my computer program and perhaps calculate the odds. I don't even think that's necessary. The odds of what, five doctors, a medical examiner, the hospital that was not the closest hospital to the venue where Charlie was shot, all coming under examination, along with the venue itself, along with the security team was looked at. You also look at the judges. This is crazy. The odds are infinitesimal that these searches are not coincidental, and the geography leads you to, if I was a detective, and I'm sure you agree, this would make you lead to motive. Who's involved? What is it about? Who stands to gain from Charlie's death, if this is what we can say? Otherwise, we're saying, wow. Now, let me go even further. I went back even further in the internet searches, and you know what I found? There was nothing on these people being searched before. And here's where it gets really weird. The TP USA events are scheduled weeks and months in advance. Now, this might take the security team off the hook. Never before in TP USA event scheduling have they scheduled an event the day before. There is nothing in evidence that Charlie was headed to UVU on September 10th until September 9th. Nothing. Now, I don't know if they could put together something in one day. I don't know if the notice for the public was delayed for whatever reason. I have no idea. But what I do know is this wasn't published until the day before. Usually you go in at least a week ahead of time and you look at the danger spots, the rooftops, the plan of sight. How open is the venue? How can we funnel the crowd through quickly as possible to maintain security? Why would you allow bags and signs when other venues don't? So you talk about how you're going to deal with that. And that takes about a week of prep. But they didn't list this until the day before on September 9th. I don't even find that believable as a coincidence to you. Now, what does it mean? Okay, we can look and say, okay, this is bizarre. This can't be just explained away as random coincidences. But it's really hard to extrapolate information, so you have to start to connect dots. This is why detectives do whiteboards and put things up there and then start connecting dots. Are there dot connecting activities that we could look at? And I think the gag order says a lot. I think the lack of preparation going in says a lot, but it's not enough. We need to keep digging to make this meaningful. But this just can't simply be explained away by coincidence. There's something to this, and there might be a harmless explanation when we get to the end of the trail, but I don't think a lot of you believe that. My name is Dave Hodges. I am the host of the Common Sense Show, and we will see you back here again next time. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here. I am the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. We're brought to you by Noble Gold as we talk about the security or lack thereof for Charlie Kirk. You don't have to have the same lapses in your protection for your wealth. Two pieces of law you need to know about. Dodd-Frank 2010, and we interviewed Jim Renacci, former congressman from Ohio, four-term congressman. He's concerned too. He said, no, your funds are not safe in the bank. They can keep it from you. There's also UCC code section 8. Listen, keep operating capital in the bank. Go with gold, silver, maybe something else. But the bottom line is you need to never expose your retirement to the bank because they can take it under the law. Now, right now they won't. They want to loan out the money. But if the banks are in trouble and the economy's faltering and the dollar's collapsing, you're going to be a casualty. You listen, our ancestors were in 1929, and we will be too in 2025. You have a choice. What are you going to do? Well, you can call Noble Gold 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. Or if you forget the number, just go to DaveHodgesGold.com. Don't wait on this, people. The banks are in trouble, and that number of banks in trouble as declared by the Federal Reserve is growing. I'm just monumentally upset. We've got the last segment, we talked about the cover-up designed to gag people who were there, saw things, took videos, can't talk. Well, no, ignore the gag order. Judge can impose it on the people connected to the trial. He has no authority over your cell phone. That's bull crap. That is total bull crap. And besides, it's too little, too late. What are we going to do? Internet scrubs now? This judge is out of control. And then, of course, we detailed how Kash Patel is calling people like you and me that want answers and aren't satisfied with the investigation. We're now insurrectionists. After he said, we have to consider all the conspiracy theories. Yeah, they're settled on one mission, and you'll see that throughout the day in these segments. Tyler Robinson, one shot, one kill. He did it. We got him, and we'll put him to death. That's the outcome. That is the outcome. Oh, we got a whole lot more on how the trial is being rigged, but stay tuned on that one. All right, let's take a look at my concern, security concerns. First of all, I'm going to say antithetical to security is when there's an event you preserve the crime scene. We've done the 48-hour reveal. We've talked about the men who jumped the little barrier and disassembled the cameras behind Charlie to the side of Charlie and took out the SIM cards. That's tampering with the crime scene. That's a felony. Hello, you TPUSA people that did that, the alleged bodyguards. That's a crime. You can't touch a crime scene. By the way, there was never any crime scene tape. What do you think about that? No medical personnel on staff. Nothing there. No ambulance, no EMS. Charlie's people around him had to carry his body to the SUV to go to a hospital that wasn't the closest. Yeah. Doesn't make a lot of sense. We'll actually address that part in the next segment. No rooftop surveillance, no drones, no anything. Well, we're gonna, that's my assessment, and it's damning. But let's go through and let's take a look at the assessment of an individual who provided security for Charlie for 7 years. And he details his concerns. And I have to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I am just so upset with this. It's I'm beyond words. Okay, here we go. This is a local TV report.
Happened in the first place. Our team of investigators has been looking into security. Daniela Rivera joins us now with what she's found out. Daniela?
That's right, Debbie. The president of UVU said this week they're increasing security, but the university has been somewhat.
Well, what? They're increasing security now for what? The target was Charlie. What kind of stupid statement is that?
Tight-lipped about details of the security plan prior to the event. We spoke with two men with inside perspective about gaps they saw in the setup.
I thought there would be a security checkpoint, maybe a bag check.
Ryan DeVries is among those still questioning the security plan for Charlie Kirk's event. He says he wondered in the moment if anyone was guarding the rooftops.
I didn't see anybody.
UVU confirmed the event was staffed with six university police officers, plus two more in plain clothes for a crowd of 3,000. A spokesperson said.
Yeah, well, this is not typical. Typically, there's about two dozen officers assigned. So the place was understaffed, and as I said, no EMS.
Kirk's team chose the outdoor central location.
We verified our security posture for the buildings, making sure people aren't on the roofs.
Josh Holland is a chief of police at the University of Wyoming, where Kirk spoke at an indoor event in April. He said there were more requirements there for attendees.
No bags, no weapons, no signs, anything like that.
He says they staffed the event with 15 officers, some campus police and some from a local partner agency, for a crowd of 1,800.
I have the advantage of having 20/20 hindsight.
Greg Schaefer is the former Turning Point security director. He says the Vegas massacre in 2017 was a learning moment for those in his field.
That changed the paradigm for private security. You got to think about snipers. Okay, that was 2017. Then you have 2024, and you have two attacks on President Trump, both snipers.
He says guards were positioned close to Kirk at UVU to avoid a close-up attack, but more officers were needed, period, and eyes on nearby rooftops.
That's always been the main threat, somebody getting in the inner circle and attacking Charlie, okay? You're not necessarily thinking about those long-distance shots.
In Wyoming, campus police coordinated with other local agencies for more manpower. We've asked whether that happened here. The Utah County Sheriff's Office told us they were not involved until the shooting occurred. Orem police have not gotten back to us yet. And we've also filed record requests for details about UVU's security.
And good luck getting those record requests. You will not get them. I mean, there's a complete blackout on information right now. We covered that in the last segment. Cash Patel calling anyone like us that dares to question anything is anarchist. And of course, the judge trying to issue a blanket gag order, which we're ignoring here on the Common Sense Show, because the truth outweighs this judge's ability to have, well, let's put it this way, a predetermined outcome. You heard it from two, actually three security experts, two that had previously worked with Charlie. But I'm going to leave you with something that leaves me scratching my head. This is beyond the pale, people. This is crazy. Erica Kirk's protection team is the same one that Charlie had on September 10th. Now, I dug a little deeper, and I'm going to close with this. The people in charge of security who have issued public statements have basically said, in effect, that they had their job of close-up security for Charlie. They leave the outer perimeter to the university security. They didn't do it. But then people who judge those statements, who are security experts, have told me that it was their obligation in protecting Charlie that they coordinate with the university police to make sure rooftops are covered. There's a drone in the air. And that wasn't done. And I can't say this is accurate, but let me tell you where my mind goes with this. As I was studying the Kennedy assassination, I came across a document that was later verified. And it said the Central American Manual for Assassinations. It was a CIA document that became declassified. And they said the way that you take out someone is to compromise their security. I've covered that ad nauseum here on this venue about what happened with Kennedy, you know, going 14 miles an hour around the curve in front of the book depository, illegal, windows open, illegal, lead car with the top off with the president, illegal, particularly in a hostile city. I could go on and on. I mean, publicizing the parade route, illegal, changing the parade route at the last minute, illegal. Well, we're seeing some anomalies here, but ask yourself, if you were Charlie's widow, wouldn't you be just a little pissed off at the security? And then secondarily, why would you use them? So that's something I would do. I'm Dave Hodges. This is The Common Sense Show. We'll see you back here again next time. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here with a stunning set of revelations that will shock you to your core and will hopefully lead other people to research in more detail. Now, maybe this goes to a dead end. I certainly don't think it will. I think it's going to lead to further revelation and pointing the finger of Charlie Kirk's murder in the correct direction, not in the direction it's currently at, with a 22-year-old who did not do this. And we're going to tear the official explanation apart, and then we're going to start pointing some fingers in directions that need to be investigated. It's not proof beyond a reasonable doubt. What we're going to offer as to who, what, where, when, and why, I think I know, but we're going to let you decide, and we're going to let other researchers take the ball and go a little further. Let's push it down the field and let's see what we come up with. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host of The Common Sense Show. We have the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And I'm still getting a lot of communication about this product. This is really simple to get a hold of. This product is what turned me around from death's doorstep. This is a fantastic product. It doesn't cure anything. It's restorative, preventative, because it boosts your immune system. Polycosinol. It lengthens the telomeres, longevity. It increases vitamin C production in the body, as well as regulates the vitamin D and nuclear receptors. And this is basically how it does its work. It is incredible. And if I had my wish, every American would be on this as a preventative or a restorative. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Let me add in a couple of tidbits here. And then we're going to go to someone who's done some really, really good work on this. And then we're going to leave it to you. First, when Charlie was shot and people were attending to him, yes, people have said there's no blood on the hands of the people and they should have been stopping the bleeding by sticking a gauze or something, a sock or whatever on the jugular, to try to stop the profuse bleeding that was obviously taking place. It didn't happen because there's no blood on the people's hands. And then they carry the body to the SUV parked a few feet away, and they go to a hospital, Timpagnos Hospital, but they didn't go to the nearest hospital. Oh, wait a minute, this is a life-saving situation, and let's go parallel. As I've pointed out numerous times, in an event of 3,500 to 5,000 people, they're in threats against Charlie. There's no EMS team on board. There's not an ambulance nearby. You're saying that they had to do that. What about the cop cars? I mean, could they have cleared traffic with their sirens? What we're seeing here makes no sense in terms of how the body was transported. Makes no medical sense. And the lack of medical preparation, as I've said before, is noteworthy. But let's go into other things that are noteworthy. First of all, there's controversy over the 30-06 bullet, which would have partially or fully decapitated anyone shot at that range in the location where Charlie was shot. And this is sniper after sniper after sniper. Experts in killing and guns said 30-06 would have taken his freaking head off. And I'm cleaning up the language from what I was told. Also, even Jacko has weighed in. I says, no way he was shot with a 30-06. Well, it's not a coincidence that the bullet hasn't been released. Isn't that interesting? Stay tuned because we're going to go parallel with that because the crime scene was quickly covered up, and I think we'll be able to tell why. Okay, so no bullet released, and there is no exit wound. What? No exit wound? You're gonna be kidding me. No, his bone structure. He was Superman for a bullet that should have taken his head off. This is not even believable. And this is the medical examiner for the state of Utah, Deidre Amaro. She's the one writing these stupid ass conclusions. Are you kidding me? Excuse my French, but a doctor writing this or a doctor writing a script? This makes no sense whatsoever. No exit wound, but we've got more receipts on this. Hold on. Now we're going to go ahead and take a look at, and this is at Real Baron. This is incredible. Incredible stuff. Great, great research. Here we go.
You remember George Zinn? Not Zyn like the nicotine pouches. Zinn, which I don't even know what that means.
I've made the case, I think, pretty convincing. A guy with CIA. Okay, continuing. There is right there being hauled away after he throws his arms up in the air and says, shoot me, I did it, I did it. 9/11 testimony guy phoned in a fake bomb threat to the Boston Marathon. We think that was a distraction from the real event that took place. And he was never held responsible legally.
Look here, July 20th. Now, this July 20 is going to become very important tonight. This name, this term was searched, according to Google, with an IP address originating in the District of Columbia on July 21, 2025.
A DC search for this.
You remember George Zinn? I wonder if anybody Googled the hospital where they took Charlie Kirk. They took him to Timpanogos Regional Hospital. That's there in the district. I mean, that's there in Utah. They have, I think, a campus in Orem, Utah. So I go District of Columbia. Here is where, again, on September 10th, 11th, right there, you see the searches for Timpanogos Regional Hospital, people looking for where they took Charlie Kirk. But you'll see this spike of interest in Timpanogos Regional Hospital out of D.C., and then no interest for 2 solid months before the shooting.
That interesting. So we have these spikes in online searches for the hospital listed above, and then nothing after that until the shooting. Isn't that interesting? What an amazing coincidence this is.
I wonder who the medical examiner is. She's a woman named Deidre Amaro, and she was looked up, but this time not in the District of Columbia, but in Israel, which I thought was very strange. June 30th of 2020.
She's the one that signed the certificate and no bullet, no exit wound. The same Deidre Amaro that he's talking about here. And here we have an online search, June 30th, from Israel. Okay, that's not conclusive, damning proof, but sure one heck of a coincidence.
25 in Israel. I wonder, you guys ever heard of Bo Mason? Bo Mason is the commissioner of the Utah Department of Public Safety. In other words, a high-ranking law enforcement official there in Utah. I noticed Bo Mason got appointed to that position on July 17th. But again, District of Columbia, Bo Mason, right? You could say, hey, he's a law enforcement official. Notice how close that is to July 20th again. We got it right in that same window where I told you really watch that time period. Again, this one could be explained away as, hey, he got appointed the very next day. He got appointed on July 17th there in Utah. So maybe on July 16th, someone says, we need to look at who the new Department of Public Safety head is going to be in Utah. Maybe. You guys ever heard of Bo? I found 1098, November 1098 Lima. It was searched again out of Israel in the weeks leading up to the shooting, August 8th, a month and 2 days before the shooting, a month and 2 days before this plane does a very weird 200-foot flyby of the campus at nearly stall speed. Now, we've learned since that this plane has the capacity to deploy drones. I found 10 special agent in charge there in Salt Lake City. Again, Israel. Again, August 10th. What about the new guy? Who replaced him? Robert Bowles replaced him. Anybody in the world looking at Robert Bowles? Yeah, our friends in Israel. Or an IP address originating in Israel. September 1st. Special agent.
They finally got
our
Wow. Are you shaking your head yet?
Friends in Israel. We're searching the name Hunter Kozak. Or someone with an IP address originating in Israel. We're searching the name Hunter Kozak on 3 August 2025. Our friends in Israel. So I go and I get a list of all the surgeons I can find at the Orem branch of Tempanagos Regional Hospital. The first surgeon I could find was a guy named Stephen Nealman, July 18th, 2025. This was out of our friends on the other side of the planet over there. Very curious about the surgeons in Utah, you'll find out. So I go. Robert Patterson, MD, July 23 and 24. May have been the only one that was searched twice, 2 days in a row. July 23 and 24, Robert Patterson, MD. Robert.
Not a flannel. This
someone with an IP address originating in Israel, looking up Surgeon Lee Trotter near about that same July 20 time period. Someone. There's a guy named Brian Gill, probably a very talented surgeon. July 22, IP address originating in Israel. There's a guy named Brian Gill. What about William Pugh? He's a fine surgeon, I'm sure. July 30th. About 10 days after July 20th. But by July 30th, there's still someone over there still searching surgeons. Now, it's possible there are even more surgeons that I couldn't find. What about William?
This is the crap.
12 days before Charlie Kirk fatally lost his life, someone in the District of Columbia has a keen interest on looking at the Sorensen Center. Also, about the exact same day, in fact, on the same day in Israel, we have an IP address originating in Israel. On the exact same day that the District of Columbia was looking at the Sorensen Center, someone in Israel is looking at the Sorensen Center. 12, there was a lot of speculation that his mic may have been wired. So I found out what kind of mic he was wearing, a Rode Wireless Go 2, and I did the search for it. And wouldn't you know, 8 days after all the surgeons were searched, a Rode Wireless Go 2 was searched. Again, with an IP address originating in Israel, there was a lot of speculation that Schaefer's.
Yeah, that requires a little explanation. I think if you go back to the death of Hamas leaders in the 12-day war, as they, we get after October 7th, and their pagers were blowing up. Recall that? Cell phones were blowing up. And there's been a theory about the Charlie Kirk microphone being associated with that. So this is where they went with this. This is really pretty interesting work. Now, look at legally, all this could be considered to be coincidental. I said very early on, the microphone was an issue for me because of past history. I'm not drawing any conclusions. I'm not sure that you can. But I'm saying, does this not warrant further investigation from our FBI? That's effectively closed the case. And of course, the Utah people slam dunked, closed the case, not looking any further. We know the FBI pressured Utah to close the case early. That was reported on the mainstream media. There's a lot of unanswered questions. There's a lot of coincidences that we need to see if the dots connect. Some people say they do when they look at this. Some people will say we need more proof. I tend to be in the latter group, but to ignore it is unacceptable, and that's currently what's happening right now. My name is Dave Hodges. This is for your approbation. Hope that you come to some kind of conclusion, resolution, or a demand for the same, and we'll see you back here again next time. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here. I am the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, and hopefully the rest of the world, one enslaved mind at a time, asking you to please share. Everything we do is digital. Please share. Get it out there far and wide. We need to keep all hands on deck and all eyes on this issue of Charlie Kirk. This is the most major assassination that we've had since 1963. This is the biggest event that we've had since 9/11. It deserves our full attention. It deserves to be solved. And right now, our FBI and probably our federal government, for political reasons, does not have the wherewithal to solve this case. We're going to get into that right here. Do I know who did it? Well, stay tuned. You're going to find out. We are brought to you by a great set of products here. I use two of these on a routine basis. And what we're looking at here is what we call Body Align, EMF defense for the back of your phone. You don't want glioblastoma. You got to block those EMF waves coming out of your phone. And that's where I'm at. I mean, John McCain, Ted Kennedy, they died from this. So don't get caught shorthanded. Do what you need to do. I also use the Ultimate Wellness Band, Energy Band. Don't wear it to bed. It'll keep you up. It's all natural. These are frequency-based, which is all the rage. They also have a sleep patch and a pain patch, which I would use if I had the need. Knock on wood, I don't have the need, but you might. And great prices, great discounts when you check out. Go to bodyaligned.com/Dave Hodges. That's bodyaligned.com/Dave Hodges. Okay, you know, the bottom line is I could not go into court and win a conviction, but I sure as hell could do a better job investigating than Cash Patel, and I think his hands are being tied. I think Donald Trump's hands may be tied because of the circumstances. And certainly Utah, the Utah officials, particularly the medical examiner, you got to have your medical license revoked for that crap that you put on a death certificate. That is absolutely ludicrous. And I don't know anyone that I've talked to with a medical background and understands forensics that doesn't think that's an ever-loving joke. But we're talking cover-up now. Preserve the status quo. Okay? Preserve the status quo. Here's the bottom line. We can point the fingers now pretty conclusively. If you've gone through what we have done, and I'm not going to recapitulate everything here, you can go back through and watch or listen to what we have put forth. But what you do need to do is pay attention to the evidence that we've laid out. And the investigation, if I were running this, I'd be looking at two groups. I'll tell you who I wouldn't be looking at anymore. They had to let that kid go. You know, I don't know if he had some kind of ancillary role, Lee Harvey Robinson type of role, and you could charge him on that basis. But this kid is not guilty of this crime. And we have pointed out 9 times Sunday just from the ammunition they say he used, I believe planted evidence, Antifa statements on bullets. Give me a break. Seriously. So no, I've ruled out Tyler Robinson. What I am looking at here is who benefited from this. Well, we know Charlie, and undoubtedly we know this is true. His text messages in Telegram and phone text messages point this out. And Andrew Colvett said those messages are real. He said pivoting away from Israel. And then he's gone on various shows, like Patrick McDavid. He said, well, okay, genocide in Gaza, or preparing to do genocide in Gaza. He ended up, according to a lot of people, being right. I'm one of those people that believe that. He also said Netanyahu stood down. He was very critical, and he was moving away, and they were losing donors. Big time losing donors. And then we show who was researching the hospital where Charlie's body was taken, who researched the state medical examiner. Well, came out of D.C. and Israel. And we saw the receipts for this. Put it out there within this 24-hour period. But honestly, if you were to ask me, Israel being complicit unto by themselves, that's a high-risk move. Charlie was treasured and valued by Trump. Trump is where he is, in some measure, by what Charlie did. That's a high-risk activity if you're Netanyahu, with really not short-term gains. They were looking to mold the minds of the young, to be more pro-Israel because they're losing that battle. We've shown the poll numbers on that. That's more long term, and the killing of Charlie would be done for a, you think, a short term purpose. At least that's how I would think of if I was a detective looking at this. Then you've got the turning point people who were fighting with each other. And Charlie said, I don't know if these people are with me, behind me, or, and he was very specific about some of the people. And he didn't feel he was being supported. He was on edge and he was getting paranoid. This is what people around him are saying. And then this is now coming out. So you have to point another finger at people who had something to gain at TPUSA if Charlie was out of the way. And, oh, I have some names in mind, but I'm not going to say it until I can prove it. But there are things that people do that set themselves up to make themselves look guilty. Doesn't necessarily mean they are. These would be the two places I'd look, and could it be a combination plot between the two groups? Possibly. So there's your third possibility. But why do I get the feeling there's something we're not seeing? I don't think TPUSA had the wherewithal to carry this out by themselves. And I'm talking key members, not the entire organization. I kind of doubt that. Israel would, but I think that's high risk. There's something we're not seeing, people. And right now, all fingers are pointing to these two groups. I think there's no question. If you ask Candace, she'd point the finger. TPUSA-related people plus Israel. That's where I think a lot of people are pointing. But I'm telling you, in my gut, I feel like there's holes in pointing in those directions at this point. Did people gain from TPUSA? Yeah. Will Israel gain long term? I think that remains to be answered. Like I said, I think that's kind of a weak motive. Charlie was critical of Netanyahu, yet Netanyahu still invited him to Israel, obviously to try to change his mind. Those aren't the actions of someone that's plotting an assassination. We need to keep digging. We need to keep digging. So you're saying, well, then why did you point out TPUSA, certain members who might benefit by moving up the ladder, being induced monetarily? Why did you mention Israel? Because that's what a detective would do. This is where the evidence tends to take you. But there is another element here that has yet to be discovered. And you say, what do you base that on, Dave? 30 years of the JFK assassination. I mean, at the end of the day, it all fits together. Every single bit of it. And we have the receipts. With this, we have direction pointers. I don't know that we have an open and shut case, and I wouldn't prosecute this either way right now if I was a prosecutor. If I was a detective, I'd sure as hell look into it. And I'm saying more than what's being done by the people who should be doing that. So here's where we're left with. You need to point this out point blank and say, no more BS. Get off your you-know-what, Utah state officials, Cash Patel, Donald Trump, get on him. And we want a real investigation. If you charge Tyler Robinson with an accessory, fine, he very well may be. If you charge George Zinn as being an accessory, I believe he was. And I think that's the sure conviction you can get. But with everybody else, we got to keep digging. And they want to bury this, people, and we need to find out why. You know what this reminds me of, honestly? Nothing to see here. Case closed. Tyler Robinson did it. There was an Epstein list that the Democrats are hiding, Cash Patel 2023, and now there's all of a sudden no list. It's the same strategy, people. Keep digging, keep pointing, and share. And you're thinking, does Dave know? I would say I'm about 75% confident I know, but I'm not going on speculation. I'm Dave Hodges. This is The Common Sense Show.